You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a Top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10. This is episode 491, Japan Top 10, October 2023 countdown. I'm your host Haru, and
I'm Shana.
Yay! It's been a while since I talked with you, Shana, last time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've had an episode together. I'm very excited to dive into our October countdown and enjoy some new songs with an old friend.
Yes.
Always a fun time. Mm-hmm. And that being said, before we dive into what October has in store for us, we have a quick announcement. Do you want to join our team? We're actually looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and even on-air hosts like Haru and I to join our podcast. So you can go ahead and join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Go ahead and check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for all the details. So I guess October has a bunch of new songs for us. Oh, wait. First, I need to know, are you a Halloween fan? Are you, like, excited for 30th October spooky season?
Yeah, of course. Actually, I have a Halloween party this year.
Ooh, yay. That's always fun.
Yeah.
I feel like Halloween parties are the best time to really, like... Okay, admittedly, I'm still a child, so to me, Halloween is still... going to people's houses and stealing candy and running away.
That's nice.
I love the sugar, what can I say? But Halloween parties are always fun. Do you have like a costume in mind?
Yeah, I think so. But we don't have a culture of like trick-or-treating.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah, we just enjoy the party. That's all.
Honestly, as you should. Mm-hmm. I think the best Halloween costume though this year would be going as, I don't know, I feel like Wednesday really had like a reboot. And therefore, you know, I foresee a lot of like Wednesday, Morticia Adams, you know, those kind of costumes. But we'll see. Let's see what Halloween has in store.
Alright, so now let's get into the countdown. We begin with our number 10 spot with a new song. This is Moon by Perfume.
Number 10.
That was Moon by Perfume, and Perfume is a Japanese pop girl group from Hiroshima Prefecture, Japan, consisting of Ayano Omoto, Yuka Hashino, and Ayaka Nishiwaki.
So the group was formed in early 2000 inside the Young Talent Academy Actors School in Hiroshima, and they debuted with their first Hiroshima local single, Omajinai Terori, which released on March 21st, 2002.
Because Ayaka Nishiwaki, Yuka Kashino, and Yuka Kawashima, I think she's the former member of Perfume. They had the same Japanese kanji character for ka or kaori. In English, it means fragrance in their names. And they named the group Perfume.
That's actually so cool. I like that. You know, they found like a common theme to their name and they were like, oh my god, wow. Okay, I feel like I've always said that I'm a fan of the Japanese band naming system. Or like the way, like just the way a lot of bands have really interesting backstories to their names. And I think this is another band that adds to that collection.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I was a huge fan of Perfume, but I didn't know about, you know, their name, the meaning of their name.
Okay.
Yeah.
While admittedly this is my first time listening to Perfume, I feel like they have that quintessential like girl group feel to them. Know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You can't hate it, honestly. I mean, it's pretty beloved by all. There's no real hating on the pop sound, especially if you're a fan of the smaller acoustic style bands, not the ones that like rely very, very heavily on the newer wave of like electronic music and backing tracks and stuff. I feel like Perfume might be a really good band to explore.
Yeah, that's true. And like this song Moon is more like retro pop compared to their previous like techno or electro pop style. But it's still my favorite. So, you know, I'm so happy that they keep creating their, you know, musical concept even
right,
now.
Right. I feel like I'm still new to the world of Perfume. Do you have any other songs that you would recommend from this band?
That's a good question. The first time I got into Perfume, that was called Polyrhythm.
Ooh.
Polyrhythm. I don't know how to say it in English. Polyrhythm something. But the song was used for commercial. It was about, I don't know, 15 years ago. It was pretty old song, but you know, it was like I was so shocked to listen to, like, you know, Polyrhythm for the first time.
Okay, so we have another recommendation from Perfume for all the pop music lovers out there.
Mm-hmm.
But never fear, because we have a well-loved artist up next with his new song, Life. And Gen Hoshino brings us this track, and it's new on our list.
Number 9.
And you just heard Life by Gen Hoshino. So Gen Hoshino is a Japanese singer-songwriter, musician, actor and writer. He has tons of stuff under his belt and I admittedly love him.
Yeah, that's true. From its formation in 2000 until its disbandment in 2015, Hoshino led the instrumental band Sake Roku or Sake Rock, where he played marimba and the guitar. They released over 10 albums. As a solo artist, he debuted with his first album, Baka no Uta, in 2010.
I feel like a more popular Gen Hoshino song would be Koi. I think that went really, really viral between last year and the year before, I think, if I'm not wrong. Mm-hmm. But this song in particular, Life, encompasses themes of self-discovery, resilience, and embracing the journey of life, which is a very sweet and very relatable theme, I mean, to sing about.
Yeah, that's true. And when I was watching this music video, I wondered why the concept of this life's music video is about sports. So I searched online, and this song is actually used as the theme song for the 19th World Championships in Athletics and the 19th Asian Games.
Oh my god!
So probably, yeah, Japanese people heard this song through watching TV or sports competitions.
Right, right. And the Asian Games was recently as well. I am admittedly. Did you happen to watch it? Are you a sports fan?
Not really, but this year, like, you know, basketball or volleyball were very popular during summer.
Yeah, I think I did a news episode recently, and I think we covered the topic of the Japanese volleyball team really gearing up for the Asian Games. It was a while back, I think, but really it had everyone really excited to watch the games, which is great. I'm Indian, and I like, so we had a lot of medals come in from the Asian Games, so I was also you know, very proud sitting there watching the games. It was very nice.
But that's nice.
I am also admittedly not a massive sports geek, so
so we are moving on to the next song at number 8. This is my personal favorite and the best song of 2023, which is a Idol by YOASOBI, which is down 7 spots from our previous countdown.
Number 8.
この秘密だけは愛してるって
積むキャリア、これこそ私なりの愛だ。流れる汗も綺麗なアクア、ルビーを隠したこのまぶた、歌い踊り舞う私はマリア、そう嘘はとびきりの愛だ。誰かに愛されたことも、誰かのことを愛したこともない、そんな私の嘘がいつか本当になること、いつかきっと全部手に入れる、私はそう欲張りなアイドルと信頼で、みんなのことちゃんと愛したいから、今日も嘘をつくの、この言葉がいつか本当になる日を願って、それでもまた君と君にだけは言えずにいたけど、
That was Idol by YOASOBI. YOASOBI is a Japanese music super duo formed in 2019, composed of Vocaloid producer Ayase and singer-songwriter Ikura.
Idol actually serves as the opening theme for the beloved anime Oshinoko.
Yeah, that's true. And this song describes the troubles and harsh rules an idol faces in the Japanese entertainment industry, and the issues between idealistic expectations of an idol compared to their flawed reality.
And according to YOASOBI, the song actually stayed more faithful to the original manga. So they tried to incorporate elements from the original piece and make it adaptable for the anime. Did you actually watch Oshinoko?
Not really, but my friends actually watched. I don't know, but yeah, the anime and on this song is really popular.
It really is.
Yeah.
Actually, if I'm not wrong, it was one of the fastest songs to hit 400 million streams on the Oricon charts, right?
Oh, really?
I think so. I saw an article about it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And I recently found that YOASOBI performed this song Idol on a Korean music show, and which is really unusual for Japanese artists, but Ooh. Their performance stage video has over 3 million views on YouTube, so they're also really popular in Korea. Yeah.
Clearly a well-loved band. I think YOASOBI is easily one of the most well-recognized Japanese music. Yeah. I don't think they fall under J-rock or J-pop as such, but definitely one of the biggest forces to come out of the Japanese music industry.
Yeah, I think so too.
So it's great to see, you know, their songs still living through and making its way up our list. And you know what, Haru, you just may be right, because we may be talking about Idol again when we do our 2023 countdown, I mean, in December. So I guess we have to wait and see.
Yeah.
For those who, you know, are kind of predicting what songs will make it big this year, just know that if Idol is on that list, you heard it from Haru first here. And that brings us to number 7 on our list, which is Summertime Cinderella by Roku o Shoku Shakai, which means Green Yellow Society. And this song's actually dropped 2 places on our list.
Number 7.
Thank you.
and that was Summertime Cinderella. So Ryoku Oshokai, oh my god, this name is a bit of a tongue twister, so I'm just going to say Green Yellow Society.
Yeah,
please, it's okay. Forgive me. I'm going to trust Haru to pronounce it right here. This is where teamwork comes in.
Yeah.
But Green Yellow Society is a band from Nagoya in Japan and consists of four members. Nagaya Haruko, who's the vocalist and guitarist. Kobayashi Ise, who's the guitarist and part of the chorus. Anami Shingo, who's the bassist and part of the chorus. And Pepe, who's the keyboardist and also sings in the chorus.
Mm-hmm. And Ryoku Oshoku Shakai was originally formed by five high school students in 2012. However, before they met at school, they had become friends on social media.
That's actually kind of cool. I mean, mm-hmm. We hear lots of stories about bands that form in school, but it's nice to know that, like, you know, their friendship started way beyond that. The internet brought us Ryoku Oshoku Shakai.
Yes.
So the name actually comes from a time when Nagaya was drinking vegetable juice. And Kobayashi, who saw this, said Ryoku Oshokai Yasai. But the other members kind of mistakenly heard Ryoku Oshoku Shakai.
Yes, exactly, yes.
So clearly we have a history to the name.
Mm-hmm.
Along with a really nice background to this band as well. I actually really like the song. I've never heard of the Green Yellow Society before.
Mm.
Are you familiar with their song?
Yeah, I think I know their song, like several songs. Yeah, but for me, this song is like, I like its lyrics and it's obviously about a love song, but it's more about the first love, like, you know, in the lyrics, the person, I don't know, she or he, but the person cannot confess their feelings to the person they like.
Mm.
So it's more like, you know, 青春 or youth vibe there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually so sweet. So I love when songs have a really good beat, but the lyrics match the vibe as well.
Yeah.
It's a very beautiful sort of set.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
And I also admittedly love the name Pepe. I think it's the cutest thing ever.
So. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, and now let's take a short announcement break. Do you want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese culture-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. And we are moving on to our number 6 spot. This is also a new song, which is Snake by Ikebranca.
Number 6.
Mm-hmm.
That was Snake by Vicky Blanca. Yamaike Junya, better known by his stage name Vicky Blanca, is a singer, songwriter, guitarist, and pianist.
In 2012, actually, he won an event called Minami Wheel with his song Wake Up Sweetheart. And in 2016, he made his major debut under Avex Trax with his mini album Slave of Love.
Yes. And Snake is a song that takes the inspiration Vicky Blanca felt during his recent performances in Europe and the Middle East, where he was able to experience the local music scene and meet local audiences, and incorporates it into his sound, resulting in a globally minded track that only he could make.
It's actually really cool. And also I feel like listeners might be familiar with Vicky Blanca more with his in relation to Black Clover, if I'm not wrong. He did the opening theme for I think the latest season. Black Rover was the Black Clover theme song, or one of the songs on the playlist there. That did so well. I think that kind of shot Vicky Blanca up there as well. But I really like the song. He never fails to deliver on, you know, lots of really, really good music.
Yeah, that's true. I felt from this song that, you know, it influences from Western music, or we call it yogaku. And personally, I like EDM. But most EDM songs were produced by DJs. So, like, which means, you know, surprisingly, Vicky Blanca can create EDM songs as a singer-songwriter. Yeah.
That's actually really cool, honestly.
Yeah. Maybe he can be a DJ as well.
One more thing to add to the singer-songwriter, guitarist, and pianist. Next, we have DJ personality up on that list.
Yeah. That's true.
So, before we get into our next song, though, we do actually have another announcement. So, if you're an indie Japanese music artist and you want some exposure, you want us to fangirl over your songs as well, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at Nola, which is N-O-L-A, nola@jtop10.jp, along with the song you'd like us to feature on the podcast. And who knows, maybe Haru and I will be talking and analyzing your songs as well.
Yes.
And if we're going to talk about songs to analyze and enjoy, we cannot forget Aimeon. And we have her at number 5 with a new song, Love Flower.
Number 5.
私は決して今を憎んではいない。歪んだ雲が空を濁して、私の夢はすべて置いてきたの。命ある日々、静かに誰かを愛した日々。空が晴れたら愛を伝えて、涙は明日のため、新しい花のため。恋に焦がれた人はペンの上、いつかの場所で強く手を結びたいて。緑揺れてるあなたの声が聞こえた気がする。空が晴れたら愛に来てほしい。涙は枯れないわ、明日へとつながるわ。
So Aimeon is a Japanese singer and songwriter who's from Nishinomiya in the Hyogo Prefecture, and she's currently signed to Unboard under Warner Music Japan.
Yes, and Aimeon was influenced to become a singer-songwriter in part because of her grandmother, who herself aspired to be a singer or actress, and her father, who worked as an audio engineer. She grew up with music and started writing songs when she was in middle school.
So Aimeon began penning songs in her first year of high school, and while she was at school, she even appeared on a music program that a friend uploaded onto YouTube and performed the song in public for the first time. What a good friend. I mean, obviously, consent matters. I mean, please don't go uploading your friend's videos onto YouTube for no reason. But I mean, it's always nice when you have like a support system there. Yeah. And Aimeon is now a beloved Japanese artist personality. I love her music.
Mm.
I don't think there's a single Aimeon song that I haven't enjoyed.
Yeah, that's true.
And personally, I was surprised that this song, Love Flower, or in Japanese, Ai no Hana, we just introduced it as a new song, but you know, I was surprised that it's, I don't think it's a new song because I hear everywhere in Japan.
So maybe it's new to our list. So maybe, yeah. Maybe we're slightly behind. I mean, we're not picking up on the absolute craze of Love Flower everywhere. But you know what immediately came to mind when I heard, when I read Love Flower? Mm-hmm. Her song Marigold.
Mm. Ah.
Like, I don't know why, it was like a similar vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed, I mean, I love Aimeon, so I'm biased when I like talk about, you know, her music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. I think so too. But, you know, both songs are about love and flower. So maybe, yeah.
Yeah, so clearly there should be like a point of comparison. I mean, pretty comparable songs.
Oh, interesting.
But I think Aimeon is a fresh voice in the Japan music industry.
Yeah.
At least within her genre in particular. Mm. And I think my dream is to hear Aimeon live.
Oh, you should come to Japan.
I will.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's clearly the only logical next step to take.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
Haru, next time you see me, I will be in Japan, hopefully at an Aimeon concert.
Oh, yeah. Good. Hey, you okay? And moving on to our number 4 spot, we also have another new song. This is Working Hard by Fujikaze.
Number 4.
All we gotta do
How to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
That was Working Hard by Fuji Kaze. And he is a Japanese singer-songwriter and a musician under Universal Music Japan. Raised in Satosho, Okayama Prefecture in Japan, and he began uploading covers to YouTube at the age of 12.
He actually released his first studio album, Help Ever Hurt Never, in 2020, which reached number 1 on the Billboard Japan Hot Albums chart and number 2 on the Oricon Albums chart. I love Fuji Kaze.
Oh, he is nice.
He's my favorite Japanese musician. Ooh. I mean, period. I've spoken about him constantly, everywhere, all the time. Mm. I will fangirl a bit more later.
Oh, nice, nice. Okay, and on July 4th, 2023, it was announced that Fuji's new single, Working Hard, was chosen to be the theme song for FIBA Basketball World Cup 2023, which was broadcast on Nihon Terebi or Nippon TV and TV Asahi or Terebi Asahi from August 25th.
And in preparation for the production of the song, Fuji visited and watched the B-League and Japan's national team matches, as well as NBA games in the United States. Fuji Kaze, how do I explain the love I have for this man and his music?
Oh, how do you like Fuji Kaze?
I love him. I think one of the first songs I heard by Fuji Kaze was Seijin Sick.
Oh.
And that was all the way back in like 2016, if I'm not wrong. Mm-hmm. Please don't fact check me on that. I'm sure I'm very incorrect, but it was pretty like, it was well before like the pandemic is what I remember.
Wow.
But I really enjoyed the song, and of course, maybe it was like 2020. I'm not 100% sure. We'll see. But I love this man. I love his music. I found like a genre that I enjoy, and Fuji Kaze fit right within that. And admittedly, I'm also kind of biased because he made like a very cool music video in India, which I show all my friends. I'm like, look. He made Grace, and it was shot in, if I'm not wrong, Mumbai.
Oh, really? Oh.
Or Uttar Pradesh. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure.
Which song?
But Grace.
Grace? Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a great song. You should listen to it. Oh my god.
Oh,
sorry.
Good.
I will pitch Fuji Kaze everywhere all the time. Because he has such good vocals. Mm. I really like his vocal range as well. I think Shinonoga Iwa went really viral online as well.
Yeah, that's true. Like, he was popular in Japan, but because of Shinonoga Iwa, like, he has become like a worldwide J-pop artist immediately.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's how a lot of my friends, you know, got into him as well.
Mm.
So I really love seeing music go viral and, you know, everyone enjoying some really good songs.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, in line with my love of sharing good music, we cannot forget a new song on our list. So at number 3, we have the song Show by Ado.
Number 3.
Take off.
That was Sho by Ado, who is a Japanese singer and made her debut at the age of 17 with the digital single titled Usewa, which peaked at number 1 on Billboard Japan's Hot 100 and the Oricon Digital Singles Chart, as well as the Oricon Streaming Chart.
Yes. And in 2022, her song, New Genesis, was used as the theme song for the anime film One Piece Film Red and topped Apple Music's global top 100 charts.
Ado even collaborated with Universal Studios Japan for its Halloween event, which is Halloween Horror Nights, and she sang for the track, which is really cool because spooky season is on its way, so you may have some tracks by Ado to listen to. I have such a core memory of Ado because I watched the One Piece film Red in cinemas.
Cool.
Right? And I think it was like this 4DX experience thing. And it's where your like seat moves and it's, you know, if the, it's, I don't know how to explain it, but it's essentially 4D. Wow. So, you know, you're moving along with the screen and it all feels very, like, lifelike.
Oh.
And I heard New Genesis for the first time and absolute shivers.
Yeah.
This song didn't disappoint either because she has such a powerful voice.
Yes, exactly.
And I love that.
Yeah, me too. But first of all, I didn't know the title of this song. But I know this song, but I didn't know the title. So, like, when I listened to or when I watched the music video, I was immediately like, oh, that song. I know that song.
This song.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so addictive. Yeah. I'm sure that this must be Ado's next biggest hit.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I really, really enjoyed this song.
Me too. Before getting to the next song, we have a short announcement. Do you want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon Platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club. Moving on to our number 2 spot, we have another new song. This is Specials by King Gnu.
Number 2.
You are my special.
Don't let me know.
King No is a Japanese band formed in 2013. It consists of Dai Kitsuneta, who is a vocalist and a guitarist, Satoru Iguchi, who is a vocalist and a keyboardist, Kazuki Arai, who is a bassist, and Yu Seki, who is a drummer.
The band's main songwriter is Daiki Tsuneta, who is an insanely talented person. I feel like he's worked with so many artists to bring us such amazing songs.
Yes.
And he also performs as part of the creative collective Millennium Parade. And for any fans of Makoto Shinkai, Millennium Parade sang the theme song for Makoto Shinkai's movie Belle.
Ah.
I think it's called You. Yeah, so Millennium Parade sang You, which is where you might have heard of them before.
Yeah, that's true. And the opener for this... The opener for the Jujutsu Kaisen Shibuya Incident Story are debuted on the Japan Hot 100 list 4 weeks ago. 4 weeks ago at number 4.
Can we please not talk about Jujutsu Kaisen? I mean, for those who watched the show and are fans of Gojo Satoru, I am sorry, I am sad. We're all kind of... It's kind of devastating, even though, like, you know, we have hope and we know. But, like, it's still sad when you see, like, a character go through... it. No spoilers here, but you know, definitely this song holds a special place in my heart. It specials to me, you know, but definitely. But again, you know, King New gives us the perfect backdrop to that like insane story. Are you a fan of Jujutsu Kaisen?
Oh, I never watched it before. Actually, sorry, I have no idea. Like. What you were talking about.
Haru doesn't understand, but she's supportive. We all need friends like that.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Thank you. But, okay. So now we all need to bully you into finally watching Jujutsu Kaisen, maybe.
Yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen.
That was a very, maybe not. We'll see. It's okay, though. For fans of Jujutsu Kaisen, this song probably has a special place in your heart, though.
Okay.
And I guess, oh my god, we're down to like one of the last songs on our main list. Ah, we have our last song on our list. At number one, we have Nichijo or Everyday Life by none other than the band themselves, quite literally, Official Hige Dandism. And this is a new song on our list.
Number one. Thank you.
And that was Nichijo. So official Higedandism, commonly abbreviated as Higedan, is a Japanese pop rock band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012. And it was formed by Satoshi Fujihara, who's on lead vocals and plays the piano, Daisuke Ozasa, who plays the lead guitar and backing vocals, Makoto Narazaki on the bass, saxophone and backing vocals, and Masaki Matsura, who's the drummer, percussionist and also does backing vocals.
After signing a record deal with the major label Pony Canyon in 2018, official Higedandism released the debut single No Doubt, the lead single from the extended play Stand By You EP.
So this song, Nichijo, was featured as the theme song for NTV New Zero and is on the same single as their other hit song, Chessboard. So, I mean, the beauty of Higedan's pop rock is that it's timeless. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this song is up there as well.
Yeah.
I actually haven't heard Chessboard, so I'm actually going to go back now and give that a listen as well. Mm-hmm. But I really enjoyed this song. Like I said, I really like the vocals here. I've always enjoyed Higedan's vocals. I feel like they all complement each other so perfectly. So it was nice to hear that their classic sound come out here as well.
Yeah, that's true, that's true. And for me, I like this lyrics, this song Nichijo. And I think the lyrics hit everyone's heart. Like, it says, like, every day is tough, but there is always someone who asks you, are you okay? So it's a kind of, like, story. Aww. Of this song.
That's actually so cute. Higedandism giving us some major feels towards the end of our episode. But, I mean, we don't need to be sad because we now have our extra songs.
Yay!
So we're down to our indie song, our indie extras.
Okay, so the indie spotlight this month is Kill My Voice featuring Hoshikuma Minami by Bunny.
Oh,
So that was Kill My Voice featuring Hoshikuma Minami by Bunny. And Bunny is a 24-year-old DJ based in Japan whose genres include future bass, hip-hop, house, EDM, and dance music.
He started producing music at the age of 17, and about 2 months into his music career, his remix of BTS's Fake Love was played by Zedd at Ultra Korea 2018 and Salvatore Ganacci at Spectrum Dance Music Festival. He's a residential DJ at Ageha in Tokyo, which is Japan's biggest entertainment club.
Wow.
Kill My Voice was composed and mixed by Bunny, written by Hoshikuma Minami of the rock band Wagamama Rakia, and mastered by Cody Stewart. It is featured on Bunny's latest EP From Cocoon to Butterfly that released on August 23, 2023 and features Beko, Johnny Gilbert, and Kellen Quinn of Sleeping with Sirens.
Ooh, and upon its release, the EP charted on New in Rock on Apple Music, top rock albums in the iTunes Store in Japan, and the top 10 rock albums in the iTunes Store in Sri Lanka. So clearly Bunny has an audience in quite a few places.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
And according to Bunny, he made From Cocoon to Butterfly to reach out to those who face bullying and discrimination to let them know they are not alone.
So Bunny's music is available on Spotify, Apple, and YouTube, and his handle is at Bunny_Japan, which is JPN. I'm not, like, admittedly not a major EDM girly. I enjoyed this. I feel like it's very interesting when I see like really nice vocals put together with a very nice like bass EDM house type.
Yeah,
music.
That's true. It's interesting that it sounds like a mix of EDM and rock. And also this song is on the some of like rock chart.
It's clearly made for the rock fans. Definitely a very nice addition to our set for today. But I guess that brings us to the end of our top 10 for October. How do you feel? Did you find any new songs? Was there any song that stuck out to you in this episode?
Oh, there are so many. Like, since I live in Japan, I feel like there are so many new songs, but for me, it's not actually. But yeah, of course, like, Aimyon's, what was the title?
Love Flower.
Yeah, Love Flower. Ado's Show. Or, there were so many, so many popular songs. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. We hope, as listeners, you also found some songs to add to your playlists. And while it might be the end of the episode with us, never fear, because Tassie and Andy will join you a week from now to tell you all about the funky vending machines in Japan. And that is, you'll have to kind of wait for our next Cultures episode for that. So don't worry, hold on tight. And while it's the end for us, you still have wonderful new episodes coming up.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it for us. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye. We'll see you soon. Sayonara.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.